Hey, this is Zach. As you might remember, last week we heard all about this orphanage in Peru. Well, you know what? Let's just take a listen real quick.
Robert and Tracy, calling from Peru. There was a fire at the orphanage last night.
So what's going to happen to all those kids?
Do they have something to eat?
Well,
was anybody hurt?
Where are they going to stay?
Don't you even care what's happening to those kids?
Well, sure I do.
Well, then what are you going to do about it?
I think we should all come up with some ideas, huh?
Yeah. How could we all help raise $40,000?
And our home is going to be beautiful, much bigger than the last one. Tracy and I and the kids, we're just overwhelmed.
Well, a lot has happened since then. As a matter of fact, this week someone from Coleraine's actually packing their bags to go to Peru herself. Find out who it is and why they're going this week down Gilead Lane.
John Morrison.
Hello, Ben.
What are you doing here today? Well, I know Mary's not around, so she didn't send you here to get something.
You're right. Yeah, with Mary, Becca, and the girls on their big trip to Chicago today, seems I've been left with three very hungry boys.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Thought about going to the Sunrise Grill, but you know, then I thought maybe my wallet would appreciate frozen pizza just a little more.
Well, hey, I can understand that. Luke seems to be growing a foot every day. Well, I think we got him a new pair of jeans last month, and they're already too short. So, how's everyone doing with the trip?
Well, Brooke didn't give us much of a chance to get used to the idea of her going to Peru.
Yeah.
Yeah, it came as kind of a shock to everyone, really, but it was obvious God had laid it heavy on her heart.
Well, when Becca went on her mission trip, I mean, it was the same way.
Really?
I was worried about her, but I knew that it was God's plan.
Yeah, that's the way it was for Brookie. Yeah. And plans for the trip have fallen into place so well, there's no way other than God's guidance that it could be happening so quickly.
Oh, that's right. Well, except for the passport photo.
Well, yes, there's that. If we had known it wasn't the right size, the girls wouldn't have had to go to Chicago today to take a new one to the government office for visas and passports. But you see, then they would have missed their girls' day out shopping trip. And, oh, my, we can't have that now, can we?
Well, of course not.
Oh, sir.
Always look on the bright side.
Oh, I do, Ben. I do, always. I'm glad they got the chance to go. I'm sure they'll have a good time.
Oh, yeah.
And it's good for Mary to get some time with Brooke doing fun things. Everything's gone so quickly and been so busy, and I'm not sure Mary's had time to let it sink in.
And you?
I think so. It's hard to imagine her in another country without us there to keep her safe.
I know.
But she's going to learn so much. The value in doing this, it far outweighs the worry I have. She's God's child.
That's right.
Brooke just needs to remember that God's in Peru, too.
Huh? You've got it.
So, Brooke, aren't you excited? Oh, you're leaving tomorrow for Peru.
Yeah, I am. It's hard to believe it's finally here. And I've been sitting here thinking how quickly it's all come together.
Oh.
You know, it's only been a few weeks since we sat down and talked about this for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
And now you're leaving tomorrow.
Oh, well, that's definitely God. I know people who have taken months to get ready for a trip, and things still don't come together as easily as this.
Oh, yeah, this is easy. Driving to Chicago the day before I have to leave. And that's... Oh, ouch.
Oh, how are you feeling? Those shots are rough.
Yeah. Oh, I'm tired. Oh, and I wish I could have gotten to the doctor earlier than today. My arm is killing me from that typhoid shot. Nice to rest a little bit, but oh, I'm just really too excited.
Just think, 24 hours from now, you'll be in another country.
Well, close. Miami. She'll be getting into Peru a few hours later.
And you got such cool clothes, too. They're perfect. You look great in them.
Oh, well, thanks, if you say so. Oh, but I'm just more excited that they'll work better than some of the clothes I have now. Coleraine isn't exactly the same climate as Peru.
Your new clothes are pretty nice. I was surprised you picked some of them. I don't know why you need new clothes just to watch little kids anyway. It's not like they'll notice how cool they are or anything.
Haley?
Well, it's hard. I haven't had new clothes since I don't know when. Can't I get some new clothes too?
Haley, I only got a couple of new outfits.
Still.
It's nothing spectacular. But if you like, you can go through my closet while I'm gone and borrow my clothes. But just please make sure you put them back this time.
Oh, yay. That's great. Thanks.
Haley Grace, sounds like you need to re-examine your attitude a little.
Mom, it's just that everything's about Brooke. She gets to go shopping and gets new clothes and goes to the doctor and...
Hey, if you wanted to get those shots instead of me, all you had to do was ask.
Well...
Well, you know, Haley, with Brooke gone, I'll be lonely too. You might want to come over and look through my closet. I wouldn't mind having a sister to share things with.
Really? Oh, Becca, that's fantastic. I love that green sweater that you have with the flowers on it. And that pink blouse that has all the stripes
okay,
on it.
Haley,
oh, it's
really?
Just so cute.
I remember when we sent Becca on her trip. It was so hard to let her go.
It's not easy, is it? Letting a child grow up. But I think everyone's doing well. Justin's researched Peru until he knows more about it than half the people that live there. Brooke's emailing Robert and Tracy every day, asking what sorts of things she should take. And we've covered every step of this trip in prayer. I don't know what else we could do.
Well, it sounds like you've done everything you can.
But God's in control, Ben. I have to remember that.
That's right. Excuse me.
Oh, hi, Luke. Hey, how are you?
Oh, fine, thanks, Mr. Morrison. Dad, it looks like we're out of that special bath stuff that Mrs. Swigart likes, and, Mr. Swigart is here.
Well, I made the order for it. Check the shelves in the back and see if it's come in. Well, if not, tell Mr. Swigart that I'll make sure to have some by Friday at the latest.
Okay, thanks. Oh, and, Mr. Morrison, could you tell Brooke I'm praying for her?
Sure thing, Luke. I'll tell her. Thank you.
Sure.
Oh, he's a good boy, Ben.
Thank you, John. You know, you always think your kids are the greatest, and helps to hear someone else say so.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, speaking of leaving, I don't know what I'll do when Luke leaves for college. I mean, you know, he does so much work around here.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be lost without him.
Yeah, you'll find someone else. Maybe, Tiffany Richter would be interested in taking Caleb's job.
Now that would be the day.
Yeah, well, you never know, huh?
So what's the weather like in Peru? Is it a jungle?
Well, the Amazon River comes into Peru, so there are some places where it's like a jungle. But where Brooke's going, there's a lot of beach.
A beach? Really? That's cool.
Yeah, well, Lima's right on the coast of the South Pacific, so there will be a lot of beaches where she's going.
And will it be really hot?
No, not while Brooke's there. It'll actually be winter then.
What? Winter? Will it be snowy?
Well, it doesn't snow in Peru. It's gonna be something like spring or fall here in Coleraine, but really sticky.
Sticky? What do you mean?
It's really humid. That means there's a lot of water in the air, and that makes it sticky. Like in the summer when it's just rained and it's really hot.
That's pretty cool. Justin, is Brooke gonna be okay?
Hey guys, what's up?
Justin's telling me about Peru and what it'll be like when Brooke gets there.
Oh, really? That's nice. You wanna shoot some hoops, Justin?
Me?
Yeah, Vincent's out with his dad right now and I'm bored.
Why don't you stay here with us and learn about Peru? Did you know that it's winter there?
Yeah, that's cool. So, Justin, what do you think?
Mike,
you don't care about Brooke!
What?
Everyone else is worried about her trip, and you don't even care if she goes or not!
Where'd you get that idea, Timmy? I care about Brooke.
Timmy, I think you...
No! I don't want to talk about it anymore! I don't want Brooke to go!
Justin, what just happened?
I don't know. I mean, I know he's upset about Brooke leaving, but...
That was... Wow.
Yeah, we better go find him before he gets too far. I'll try Mr. Key's house. You call Grace.
Yeah, good idea. Hey, Justin?
Yeah, Mike?
Do you think I don't care about Brooke leaving?
Of course not. I know you do. You just handle it differently. Yeah, let's go find him.
Okay.
So, when did you realize you had to go?
Well, it was after I talked to Mr. Alderson about the conditions down there.
Mm-hmm.
I was so worried about the orphans, and I could not quit thinking about it. About them, really. The thought of those kids living through a fire and then not having a place to live, it just bothered me so much. I was so worried about them.
Oh, yeah.
I prayed all the time, but that didn't help. So one day, Mom suggested that I give Mr. Alderson, Robert, a call.
Oh, well, what did he say?
Well? Hello, Mr. Alderson?
Yes?
Oh, good. Hey, it's Brooke Morrison.
Brooke, it's been so long since I've talked to you. I didn't recognize your voice. Is everything okay? Your parents?
Oh, no. I mean, yes. Everything's fine. Everyone's okay. I just wanted to call you myself.
Is there something I can help you with, Brooke?
Mr. Alderson?
Call me Robert, Brooke. It's all right.
Okay, Robert. Hey, I was just calling because, well, I've been thinking a lot about your situation. I just can't stop thinking about it. How's everything going?
Well, God is blessing us, Brooke, in a mighty way. We can see his hand moving every day, and we have a group of 15 men coming down here next week from the States. And guess what? They're going to stay until we're able to rebuild the orphanage.
That's fantastic! And where are the children staying now?
Well, we have them scattered through some various homes and buildings throughout the town. People have come forward to help however they can. It's been great. We're still trying to meet every day so that the kids can have school, but it's been really hard on Tracy. Not having them in one area has made it tough on her, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's something, actually, that we could really use some prayer about if you wouldn't mind spreading the word.
So, you just need someone to help with the kids? Like teaching help or just watching them?
We could use any sort of help. It wouldn't be as tough for Tracy to teach the kids if she had someone to sit with them. And sometimes they just need hugs. They've been through so much trauma in their short lives. They just need someone to love them. I mean, we were shorthanded before, but now, with this, it's been really tough.
I could do that.
Brooke.
I could do that. I can come there and love on those kids and just give them hugs and help you.
Brooke, I think you need to talk to your parents about this and pray about it. And then we can...
Oh, I will. I'll talk to them as soon as we get off the phone, but... Oh, this is something I can do. I just know it. And I've been praying about this.
Okay. Okay. You talk to your parents and have them give me a call or send me an email once they've had a chance to talk it over. And we'll see what we can do.
Okay. And so I talked to Mom and Dad and...
Jumped up and down and squealed a lot is more like it.
Mom.
Oh, she was so excited, she couldn't quit chattering about it.
All right. But when he said that, it hit me like, I don't know. It was the most amazing thing ever. I knew that at that moment, it was God calling me to do this. Everything became crystal clear and I knew I needed to go.
Oh, that is so great, Brooke. I can't wait to hear how this trip goes. Oh, you need to email us all the time. I expect at least 2 a day, maybe 3. You have to tell me everything.
Okay, but what am I supposed to be watching the kids? Papa won't know what to do with me, always on the computer.
Papa?
That's what they call Robert down there. Oh. He said it came from referring to him as their spiritual father.
What a great story.
I know.
Oh, Brooke, when we get back to Coleraine, I'm going to take you right to Grace's house. She wanted to talk to you before you go.
Okay. But I think I'm going to try and take a nap until we get there.
Hi, Grace. Is Timmy here?
Well, yes, Michael. He is. Would you like to come in and have some lemonade?
Yeah, that'd be great. I need to give Justin and Mr. Key a call, though. They're worried about Timmy. I need to let them know he's okay.
Sure. You know my phone is your phone.
Yeah, I know. Thanks. What's Mr. Key's name? Oh, yeah, that's right. Hi, Mr. Key? It's Michael Morrison. Yeah, I found Timmy. He was at Grace's house. What's that? Oh, yes, sir. Tell Justin we'll be back home after we've had some lemonade. Thank you, I appreciate it. Bye now.
Is everything all right, Mike?
Yeah, we were worried about Timmy.
I'm sure you were. He was pretty upset when he got here. He's playing in the living room with Finn. Why don't you go in and talk to him?
Right now? I don't know what to say to him.
Well, how about just telling him how you feel? He thinks you're not worried about Brooke.
I am worried about Brooke. Or at least I think I am.
You think you are?
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if something bad might happen or something, but then I just pray about it. I don't see what good it does to be all nervous all the time. I mean, lots of things could happen, but me thinking about them doesn't make them not happen.
That's good, Mike. That's in the Bible.
It is?
In Matthew chapter 6, it talks about worry. It says that today has enough troubles of its own, and we shouldn't worry about tomorrow.
Well, today sure had enough trouble for me.
I'm sure it seems that way. It also talks about not worrying about what we will eat or drink or wear.
Is that the one that talks about the birds and the flowers?
Yes, it is. If God clothes the flowers of the field and provides the birds with food, how much more will he do for us?
Maybe that's a good thing for me to talk about with Timmy. Grace?
Yes?
It doesn't mean that I don't love Brooke if I'm not all nervous and worried about this trip, does it?
No, Michael, it doesn't. It just means you're leaving her in God's hands.
Thanks, Grace. I think I might need some of that lemonade before I go talk to Timmy.
Coming right up.
Good to see you, John. I'm glad you stopped by today.
Oh, so am I, my friend. It's good to step back a little from all of the planning and get some perspective on the trip. Thank you, Ben, so much.
Hey, you're always welcome, John. Do you mind if we pray together before you go? Well, I won't see you again before Brooke leaves, and well, it would mean a lot to me.
Well, I'd be honored, Ben. Please, go ahead.
Dear God, we come to you today thankful that you are God, and you are in control of our lives so that we don't have to worry or fear.
Amen.
We are grateful, God, for your blessings of grace and peace and mercy beyond measure. Father, you know that Brooke is leaving tomorrow to go to another part of the world, someplace that we've never been and don't understand, but you do.
Yes.
You created it, just as you did Coleraine, and we are thankful for that.
That's good.
We lift Brooke and this trip to you and ask that you would keep her in your hands. Bless John, Mary, and the kids as they prepare to send Brooke off to this big new world.
Grace? Hello, Grace? Are you here?
Brooke? Come on in.
Hey!
Today must be a Morrison day.
Oh.
Timmy and Michael just left.
Oh, they did? I thought they were supposed to be home with Dad.
Well, I don't know where your dad was, but Timmy showed up a little while ago, pretty upset.
Upset?
He seemed to be under the impression that Mike didn't care that you were leaving.
Oh, where'd he get an idea like that?
Well, not everyone responds to stress or worry the same way.
Yeah.
Timmy thought that Michael wasn't being worried enough. But they're okay now.
Oh, well, that's good. Oh, I know the trip's been hard on everyone.
How about you?
Excuse me?
How are you doing? Are you ready for the trip?
Well, I just got back from Chicago where I got the right size photo for my passport. And I just got my shots at the doctor's office this morning. I got two new outfits for the trip and I'm mostly packed. The rest is just little stuff that can be done tonight or tomorrow. So, yeah. I'd say I'm ready.
I'm glad that everything's come together for the trip, but I was wondering about you. This has happened so fast. Have you really had a chance to get yourself ready for it?
Oh, well, you know, I haven't had much of a chance to think about it, really. There's been so many details to work out. I've prayed about it all the time, but I haven't really sat down and thought about the reality of me going.
Are you nervous? Excited? Worried?
Oh, excited. And a little nervous, maybe. I just can't believe God's going to use me, Brooke Morrison, to get something done in another country.
Isn't it fantastic what God can do?
Yeah, it is. It's amazing to see how he's worked everything out. It's, you know, it's a little scary to think about leaving, but I've talked to Robert and Tracy a lot over the past few weeks and emailed them as often as I can. So I think I'll be okay once I get there. It's just, it's the trip that makes me a little nervous.
Going to another country?
Leaving Coleraine. I've never been away from Coleraine on my own, let alone going to a foreign country.
You will be fine.
Yeah, I know I will be. Ugh, God's just put this on my heart, and he's taken care of so many of the details. I'm sure I'll be fine.
I have something for you.
You do?
Yes, it's over on the table.
Oh, okay. Oh, what is it?
Well, you've got to open it to see.
Grace, it's a camera, a digital camera.
Yes, it is. Do you remember when you helped me by watching the home movies that my parents made?
Yeah, I do.
That was very important to me. It made my parents real to you, too. And I hope that with this camera, you might be able to share your memories from this trip with everyone. You can email them back to your family, and they'll get to experience your trip right along with you.
Oh, Grace, it's wonderful. Thank you. Come here.
Oh, you're so very welcome, Brooke. And I hope that you might email me every now and then with some of the things that you've seen and share them with me, too.
Oh, of course I will.
Did you see the engraving?
It's engraved?
I hope so.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, it's right here on the side. It says, wherever you go, Psalm 91. Psalm 91?
It's my favorite psalm. It helped me through so many things. It says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust.
Grace, thank you so much.
Surprise!
What is everyone doing here?
Well, so many people wanted to see you before we left. We thought we'd have a little party.
Oh, thank you, everyone. This is fantastic. I knew I didn't have time to see you all before I left. This is so great.
Here, Brooke. Caleb and I wanted to give you this.
Oh, a gift? Oh, Maya, you didn't have to do this.
I know. I hope you like it, though.
Oh, it's a travel journal. With pages and dates and special entries for landmarks and things I see. Isn't it cool? Maya, Caleb, this is wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Maya. She picked it out and knew what you'd like. I just put my name on the card.
Oh, well, thank you anyway. It's perfect.
Hey, Brooke, come look at the cake.
There's cake, too?
It's shaped like Peru.
Yeah, Dad looked all over for someone who could do that.
That's great. Where is your dad?
With Becca and me both here, he needed to stay at the store. But he said he would close up early and come over as soon as he could.
Oh, okay. Hey, where's Timmy?
Yeah,
I don't know where he is. He was here just a few minutes ago.
Okay, well, I'll be right back, everyone.
Can we cut the cake?
Oh, hey, kiddo. What you doing up here?
I don't want to have a party.
Mm, why not?
You're leaving. Why should I be happy about that?
Oh, Timmy, you know I'm a little scared, too.
You are? Then don't go! If you're scared, you shouldn't go!
Well, I can't do that. It's what God wants me to do. Remember what happened to Jonah?
Yeah.
Well, we have to do what God asks us to do. Even if it scares us a little. Because we need to remember that he's in control.
But what if I forget?
Well, you know, Grace shared this great psalm with me earlier. It's, Psalm 91. And it's all about how God protects us and keeps us safe.
Really?
Yeah. And I decided that if I ever get scared or nervous, I'm gonna read this psalm. Do you want me to read it to you?
Sure.
Okay. Here, hand me your Bible.
I love you, Brooke, and I'm gonna miss you.
I'm gonna miss you too, Timmy. All right, now let's see. Oh, here it is. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow.
Sounds like Timmy is really gonna miss Brooke a lot. I bet they all are. You know, sometimes following God isn't easy. As a matter of fact, sometimes it's pretty hard. How about you? Have you ever had to do something that God wanted you to do, even though it was really hard to do it? If so, we'd love to hear about it. Just send us an email at gilead@cbhministries.org. Today's episode, Go Ye Into All the World Part 1, was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve O'Dell. Music was provided by John Campbell, and our executive producer is Terry Ritchie. Now, don't forget to come back next week as we follow Brooke on an exciting trip to South America. Until then, this is Zach saying see you next time down Gilead Lane.